Hi, everyone, and welcome to Happy Healthy Human Radio. I'm your host, Samantha Attard, and I'm joining you from the very beautiful Washington, D.C. I'm an Ayurvedic coach, yoga instructor, and doula, sharing with you all the things I am learning about and teaching about in my everyday life so that we can all find just a little more balance, bliss, and confidence. I so appreciate you being a part of this community, and if you do enjoy this podcast, please do share it with a friend who might also enjoy it as well. I really thank you for doing so. In today's episode, we're talking about how is your heart? We are coming up on 1 year of COVID and of COVID lockdowns, at least here in these states. And man, it's a good time to check in. So how is your heart? It is a question I've started to ask a lot more during the pandemic, and one that I've really come to appreciate, because unlike the question, how are you? How is your heart brings us into out of the head and into the body. It asks us to actually check in and explore what is happening in our internal landscape. And this information is incredibly valuable, particularly when so much of our lives are being lived online. All that time spent on screens can aggravate Vata dosha, which is in charge of our nervous system. And Vata dosha gets out of balance because these screens are very visually stimulating, but also because it is all happening virtually. It's divorced from the physical realm around us. Vata needs grounding, stability, presence, and that's hard to get online. So many of us are also paid for our intellectual contributions, and so we learn to highly value our minds. But if we become all brain without body, then we are not in balance. We instead start to spiral into worry or future, into fear and anxiety or nostalgia. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, "For him who has conquered the mind is the best of friends. But for one who has failed to do so, his very mind will be the greatest enemy." Notice, does your mind help you create more connection, joy, and love? Or does it generate anxiety, anger, and jealousy? Ironically enough, one of the best ways to conquer the mind is to get more connected to the body. So this brings us back to that question of how is your heart? Because that question provides a physical anchor to help the mind understand and process our emotional experience. The result is that we take stock of this present moment. We explore what's actually true right here, rather than getting caught in all that was or can be. So here's a practice that I often do with my clients. I do it when someone's experiencing a particular swell of emotion, or I can see that there's some overloaded vata at work. What we do is we pause, we close our eyes, we notice the sensations of the body, and we allow ourselves the time to actually feel and experience the emotions of this moment. Inevitably, what happens is that the energy shifts. And it's not that all is made well or we've wiped away the worry, but rather we've created space to actually witness the worry. And in the witnessing, we can glean new insights from that emotion. We're no longer held captive by the abstract mind. So ask yourself, how is my heart? Allow yourself to actually tune in, notice the sensations that are present. It just takes 30 seconds, but what you find might really astound you, and it might just be the key to unsticking you from patterns that have made the mind into an enemy and not a friend. So I would love to hear from you. You can always send me a note to let me know how your heart is on this day. I'd love to hear it. You can head over to Instagram. I'm at Spiro Collective, S-P-I-R-O Collective, or go to spirocollective.com. There is a contact me page there. Either way, reach out. Let me know your reflections on this episode, as well as how your heart is doing on this beautiful day. If you'd like to catch me during the week, head on out to our live stream Zoom yoga classes. We're doing them 4 days a week. A variety of lengths and styles, and it's all pay what you can. So I would love to see you there. You can sign up and find the schedule over at spirocollective.com/events, and it's a lot of fun. If you can't make it live, join us on Patreon. We have on-demand yoga going on all the time. There's 80 plus classes at this point. It's just $6 a month to receive access to all of them. If you want to upgrade a bit, you can also get access to my learning library, which has 5 to 15 minute videos that are yoga classes for specific styles and for specific situations. We have pranayama tutorials, There's mudra tutorials, mantra, as well as shape tutorials as well. So check all of that out over on patreon.com/spirocollective if you are interested. I hope you all have a wonderful and beautiful day. Thank you for joining me here.